We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, the end of the line. We just finished learning from Rav Zeira that he mentioned that Rish Chodesh, Shacharis and Arvis, even on Shabbos, Shacharis, Arvis, Mincha, you don't make a special bracha for Rish Chodesh. It's included in one of the brachas. It's included in one of the brachas that you say Avi Yavai, but don't make a special bracha. Only by Musav do you get a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. And the question was, what do you do on Rosh Hashanah? And that's what the Gemara dealt with. But the Gemara say, this thing that I just told you that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is not going to set with bracha, is really a machloikas. The Koyel Atzmai Tanoi, it's really a machloikas. That we said, that Rosh Chodesh, in the Kedushas Hayoyim of Shabbos, that it does not get a special bracha, is really a machloikas Tanoim. The Tanoim, look at the Braisa. We'll see in the second half of Braisa, we'll be a machloikas Tanoim will argue on this. The Tanoim, look at the Braisa. Shabbos Shechali is Rosh Chodesh, Shechol Shemoyed. You have a Shabbos, which is Shabbos Chalamoyed, or a Shabbos Tzomer Rosh Chodesh. So now here you have the Tfilos of Shabbos, and you have Tfilos of Rosh Chodesh, or Tfilos of Chalamoyed, Tfilos of Yontif. So what do you do? How do you mix them together? So the Tanakhama of Braisa says, like we do, Arvis v'shachos v'mincha v'spal k'darka, you daven your regular tefillah, sheva, regular 7 brachas, va'ime me'inam ura, and you mention yal v'yavoy be'avoida, in Ritzei, right after Ritzei, you say yal v'yavoy. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's also you mention, but he doesn't say by Ritzei, it's b'hayda, by Moidim, you mention. Like the same place as Al-Anisim, you mention yal v'yavoy. V'mloy Omar, if you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, or you didn't mention Yontif, the lach is machzirinoy, so you have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. What do you do by Masafim? The Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. What do you do? Maschil v'shal Shabbos. You start with Shal Shabbos. U'Masayim v'shal Shabbos. You end off Mekadosh Shabbos. V'Oyim Kedushas HaYoyim be'emsay. You say Kedushas HaYoyim in the middle. You say Kedushas HaYoyim in the middle. So here, you do say Kedushas HaYoyim in the middle. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rav Yishmael b'nei Shemayim Reka. Oimrim, komokim shezaku l'sheva. Anytime you have 7 brachas, then maschil b'shal Shabbos, b'sayim b'shal Shabbos, b'gdusha hayoyim b'emza. These two tanaim hold that even shachas v'arves, you don't say yal v'yava. You actually mention a good part of it. It's not its own bracha, but you do mention Rosh Chodesh in middle of the middle bracha. The middle bracha that mentions Shabbos, you do mention that. So really this thing that we said, that Shana Rosh Chodesh, that it's a koil, or it's not koil, it's really machlokes tanoim. It's really machlokes tanoim, how much you koil. Do you say yavi yavi, or just yavi yavi, or do you say actually more of a bracha in middle? And Rashi actually speaks out that halacha l'maisa, we do like neither of these tanoim. We do on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a Shabbos Chol HaMoed by Musaf, we mention the Rosh Chodesh or the Chol HaMoed in the Chasima. We say, Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim v'Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodeshim. Or you say Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim on Yontif. We mix them both together, even in the Chasima, not just in the middle. That's the way we do it. Apida Gemara and Beya. But upon him, that's Kailul, if that's a machlekes. Now my Avala. What about now back to the original Shaila? What about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Omer Rav Chista, Zikaron Echad Oyel Lekam Lekana. Halacha L'mais is that the word Zikaron by Gari Rosh Hashanah, that covers everything, and you don't have to mention again Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Amar Rava, Zikaron Echad Oyel Lekam Lekana. One Zikaron goes for both, and you do not have to mention again Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And that's Takan Aminig, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So look at the Mar Ashayla. V'omer Rava, Ke'avina Be'er Rav Huna, Aboyer Lohan, Uyuh Bar Rav Huna, we had a Shayla, Ma'u Loimer Zman, for Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur? We know we say Shechiyonu on the 3 regalim, on the 3 Yom Tovim, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. What about Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur? The Gemara explains the Shaila. Kim the Mezman Lezman Asi, this is a Kamez Lezman Lezman, you make a Shechiyonu, I'm reading. I don't know, Kim la'ikri regalim, this is not called a Yom Tov, and maybe it's not the same level of Simcha, maybe you don't say Shechiyonu, lo'yam reading. He asked him the Shaila, love Yoder, who did not know the answer? Ki asoyi be Rav Yehuda, came to Rav Yehuda, Amma. So Rav Yehuda said, what do you mean? I know a kar charata, nami yezman. I say Shechiyonu sometimes on a new gourd that comes once a year. I make a Shechiyonu because of a simcha. And of course, I make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So I'm like, that wasn't a shayla. Rosh Hashanah like a boyle. That, if you want to make a Shechiyonu that you're allowed to, I hear, you could do that. Kiko and boyle chayva. The question was, is there a chayva to make a Shechiyonu? Just like every yom tov, there's a chayva, there's a chiv to make a Shechiyonu. Is there a chayva to make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Because maybe it's not such a big simcha. My, Amalei, so. Rav Yehuda answered, Ravish will never tvau, ain't oimer zman el v'sharash v'galim. You don't say Shechiyonu, only the three regalim: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's the only time you say, the only time you say Shachianu. That's what Rav Shmuel said. More than a kasha, Rav Shmuel. Meisvet. We learned in a brisa. There's a pasuk in Kehilos that says, "Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina." Pasuk in the pasuk is talking about giving money to aniyim, saying even though you gave it to seven aniyim, still give it to eight aniyim. But the more darshan is the pasuk. Rav Eliezer has a darshan like this. What is Omer? Shiva elu shivas mei brachos. And what it means is, "Tein chelek l'shiva, give one day a week to Hashem, which is Shabbos." What's shmoina v'gam l'shmoina? Shmoina elu shmoina mei mila. That's the 8 days of mila. You give one day to Hashem, you do mila. That's Rav Eliezer's darshan is pasuk. Rav Shua Omer. Shiva, you dash like this. Elu shiva mei Pesach. That's 7 days of Pesach. And Shemoina elu shmeini mei Chag. And there it says ten chelik. Give a chelik to Hashem on these days, on the seventh day of 7 days of Pesach and the eighth days and the 8 days of Sukkos. Ukeshu oimer vegam. It says vegam Shemoina, vegam l'shmeina. That's the rabbis at Tzeres Rosh Hashanah Mikburim. That's me Marba Shavuos Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That it also has this din of tain chelik, give a chelik to Hashem. My love, what are we talking about when give a chelik to Hashem? Let's mount. We're talking about Shechianu. And what do you see? You say Shechianu, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And says, no. Lebracha. It means that you make a bracha, Kedusha Sayyim. That all these Yom Tovim, you have a special bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim, you have a special bracha, and that's the bracha you make. Hachina Mestavra, it's Mestavra that we're talking about the regular bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim, not by Shechianu. Why? These are the Lazman. Zman kol shiva miika. Do you make a bracha 7 days straight of Shechianu? You make 7 days straight of Shechianu. You don't make 7 days straight of Shechianu. So it must be taka means the bracha. No, holy cash, that's not shver. Because the lema varach in the halacha is you don't make Shechianu on the first day. You can still make a bracha the whole week. Varach lemacha liyam achar. You can make a bracha the whole week. You can make a bracha the whole week. So akapanim, what we're saying is that pshat in the pasuk is that it's going on zman. Maybe it's going on zman. Ah, you don't make a zman every day. If you miss a day, you can do it on the next day. How do you make a bracha on a kais on the second day or third day of Yontiv, you know, Mil Chalamoid, but it's not usual to have a kais around. In those days, wine was expensive and people didn't have wine just like that. So if you have to make it on a kais, so how can you make a shachar on a different day? Lame say Rav Nachman, maybe it's right Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Zman Oimra Filu B'Shuk, that you can say this mitzvah Zman, the bracha of Shechianu, even in the shuk, we're out of kois. Maybe it's a riot to that. No, no, ali kasha, ikli the kois. He punked, he chapped the kois. He found a kois, that's all. He found a kois, and that could be the case where you're making the Shechianu on the kois. So, Agav, the Chaim Kiyosi wanted to bring a riot from here that you don't have to drink wine in Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because how can you say that you don't have a kois the whole week? You have to drink wine the whole week in Chol HaMoed. So, he wanted to bring a riot from here, you don't have to drink wine in Chol HaMoed. Because Mashal, only the Ikle Kais, it was like it was punked, he found the Kais. But Rabbi Yashua answered back that this Gemara is talking about Zman Mikdos, where Iker Simcha was Bibasa Kachim, Bibasa of Kavanas. But Hayoim, that we don't have Bibasa Kavanas, then Avada is Iker Simcha, Bibasa of Yayin, you do have to drink wine. That's Tamit Tidbit. Back to our Gemara. The Gemara is saying over here that you make a Shechianu every day if you forget. If you forget yesterday, you can make it today. Adi Gemara says you don't have a Kais, they Ikle Kais. So Hotei Nechatzeres Rosh Hashanah, that you can have a Kais. But Yom Kippurim, Hechi Ovid, how do you make a Shechianu Kippur? You don't have a Kais. So it must be a Raya to Rav Nachman, you don't need a Kais. So the Gemara, Ima Varach Allah V'Shas, the Gemara explains why you can't make a Shechianu. Ima Varach Allah V'Shas, if you do right before Yom Tov, right before Yom Kippur, you make a Bracha Shechianu on the Kais, and you drink the Kais. You can't, and for Yom Kippur, right? You can't do that. Kibun Domazman, Kibulay Vasle. Once you say Shechianu, you makabal Yom Tov already. You makabal Yom Kippur already, so you can't drink. Domalay Rabbi Arba L'Rav was talking about Shabbos there, that if you makabal Shabbos, Mivadalti, you can't do Malacha anymore. Vamal Imadina, yeah, I stopped doing Malacha. So you see, if you make a bracha Shechianu, you're saying it turned into day, even if it's still light outside, it becomes Issa Malacha, you can't drink wine. So what's the case? How do you, if you have to have a cup for Yom Kippur, for Shechianu, if you have to have a becher, a kais, for Shechianu, what are you doing in Yom Kippur? So maybe Levarach Alev Lanchei, maybe make the bracha and leave the kais, but I don't want drinking it. No, the verse is no. Levarach Tzarech Shiyitim. The halach is, when you make a bracha on a kais, someone has to taste it. Rashi says, if not, it's a bezoyin in the kais. You make a bracha, no one tastes it, it's a bezoyin in the kais. Leis Ve'inu, because you give it to a child who's not the Gila Chinuchiyat, or at least for fasting, give it to him. Less Hilchas Ak Ravacha, we don't pass a Ravacha, who says you're allowed to do that. Why not? Dilma Osla Misrach, because the Kata might think you're allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, and therefore we don't do that. Taisa speaks out that even though maybe there's got to be a bris on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, you will give it to a katan. That's the Osa Mishra, that's once in a while. That's once in a while. But if it's on Yom Kippur every year, Osa the Mishra, they think you're allowed to drink Akapanim. So the Gemara said that has a problem. It was exactly, how do you make a Shechianu? It must be, you don't need a kais. What's the halach l'mayis? What's the halacha l'maisa? Legabi making Shech Yonah Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So Shadr Rabbanon, Rav Yemar, Saba. They sent Rav Yemar, Saba, Kamei Rav Chista, Val Yoyim Adere Shata. They sent Rav Yemar to Rav Chista, Erev Rosh Hashanah, to see what he's going to do Friday night, the night of Rosh Hashanah, the evening of Rosh Hashanah. Look how he does, how he's naik, if he makes a bracha shechir or not, and come back and tell us. And ta, emalak, go tell us. Ki chazi, Rav Chista sees Rav Yemi coming, he chapped right away, he's coming for some shayla. And he says, we're mashal to him. Amalei, daluya l'retiva rafshle v'duchta. If you have a piece of wet wood that's not royu for firewood, if you pick it up, you're not picking up a firewood, you're picking it up because you need a place under it. The same thing here, if you're here, you're coming here, you're not coming for nothing, you're coming here to find out what to do. Isolate cost the chamra. They talk about a kos to Rav Chista, a cup of wine, kaddish v'mazvan. He said kiddish, and he said shachem. You see, he say shachiyon or rashana also. What's the halacha lemaisa? Velchasa oimer is man bereish rashana v'yom kippurim. The halacha lemaisa is you say shachiyon or rashana and yom kippur. Velchasa is man oimru afil v'shok. And the halacha is you don't need a kos. You even can say b'shok, and therefore on yom kippur taka arminig we make a shachiyon even without a kos because we pass the Rav Nachman that you do not need a kos when it comes to shachiyonah.